Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Coming to you live from Alola's Battle Royale Dome, it's the one, the only Puckle Battlecast.
And welcome to episode 27 of the Battlecast. I am your host, Seth Vilo, here this month with other people, which is awesome. We've got Mr. Newest on the Guild thingamajiggy, Mr. P. McGee.
Hello, hello. It's good to be back. It's been a little bit.
Yeah, it's good to have you back. And Thanks. Speaking of good to have people back, we've also got Mr. Claude Nine, who hasn't been on in a while, right?
No, I have not. It's been a while. Hello.
Yeah. Hello.
Hello.
Well, we are here to put our heads together and kind of talk about the last bit of everything before everything we know changes in a month. It's going to be exciting. But what have you guys been up to just in general? We'll start with you, McGee. What have you been up to Pokemon competitive whatever-wise?
So largely, I've been doing VGC as of late. We did the whole PFTT tournament, and so I was just enjoying getting familiarized with that format. Because I never played before. I got interested towards the end of Gen 7, but I didn't really like that meta very much because it was so legendary heavy. So it was nice to kind of play a more tame version of that. As tame as it can be with all the Dynamaxing going on. In the Smogon world, I've been enjoying my last days of Vish. So I've been playing around with an old team that I used with him and just slapping around those Fischious Wrens as much as I can while I still can.
Ugh.
Yeah. Ugh. Yuck.
How about you, Claude? Anything more clean than Vish? Dealing with Vish?
I jumped into VGC like McGee. However, I have a much more fun approach to it.
Oh, dear.
The powers of Skunk Tank are real.
Oh, my word.
R Sigma McGee and I had a lot of fun on stream, just going from like nothing to like 10 wins in a row. It was great.
That was a fun watch. I remember watching that. I did not believe how much damage Skunk Tank could do until he did all that.
Yep. And the only way you can kill Skunk Tank is to crit him. I'm still salty at Liger about this.
Oh my god. Is that the only way he beat you?
I was about to win the game, and the only chance I had to lose was to crit. And he crit me, and I'm
sad.
Oh my
gosh.
Oh well, that's Pokemon, nothing you can do about it.
Yep, exactly. Exactly. Did they increase the crit rate this time, or did they decrease it? I think it happened, right?
The same as...
It's like 4% or something, right?
I thought it was 6%.
Yeah, it used to be 6.25.
Okay. I think it's still 6.25.
Okay.
But I
something
could be wrong.
Changed about it. I don't remember. Maybe I'm thinking something weird.
It's definitely. I was looking at the crit rates today. 1/8 is still a +1 on the crit. So it's definitely still not above 12.5 as like a standard.
Right. They definitely changed like the stages of crit though. Like I think that was back in Gen 6 or 7.
Yeah, the stages are different, but the bottom line, the +1 is still 12.5.
Right. That's why crit drill works.
Oh my god.
Which will be fun. Oh my gosh, Critra.
When do we get that back?
Oh, a month from now. But we're going to talk about that. It'll be exciting. Oh no. But I mean, that's kind of what we've been up to. So we've got a lot of stuff to cover real quick before we go into the topic, which is going to be a lot of just fun putting our brains together for what the future will hold. But before that, like I've said, it's tier time.
It's tier time.
And we're back to start with tiers, and we're going to go ahead and knock out the most boring one at the very beginning. It's Ubers. And really, not a lot's changed, you know.
Does
that's just
kind of
how it is. It did last time, and it did a couple times before, because we got the new Mons.
Yes.
With Home dropped, and all the new moves and everything like that. And then they implemented the, basically I'm going to call it Box Legend Dynamax Clause, where they have the list of specific things that are not allowed to Dynamax. Usually it's the Box Legends plus Ditto.
Mm-hmm.
So that was recent. I think that was in last month's. That was it actually took hold. So, yeah, that made a big old change, because now Mewtwo can't just, you know,
oh god,
hurricane spam its way to victory.
It's not a Box Legend.
I know, but you know what I mean. Like the crazy things. What were they? They were Ditto, Kyurem, Lunala, Marshadow, Mewtwo, both Necrozmas, Reshiram, Solgaleo, and Zekrom. Notably, Kyurem Black is not on this list, but the other
interesting.
One is. So yeah, the kind of sort of Box Legends plus Mewtwo and Marshadow and Ditto. So because Ditto could just do anything, like it comes in and the rule applies to it, or rather, it wouldn't have applied to it if it copied it Dawnwings, for instance. And then it would Dynamax, and then it would just go crazy. So that's why they applied it to Ditto as well. So that changed a lot of things. But since then, which I know I've talked about on here, not a lot has changed. One thing that's happened is Zacian, with entry hazard support, because this is competitive Pokemon, and I mean, you don't not run entry hazards, but it started to run Assurance sometimes, because Duskmane Necrozma is the best counter to Zacian right now. But if Duskmane switches in on a Zacian and takes Stealth Rock damage before Zacian hits it, which is how hazards work, Zacian can use Assurance on it, which increases in power because it's taken damage that turn, and it can just bop it for 60% of its health.
Ooh,
if it's max physically defensed. Any other spread is bopped for a whole lot more, but yeah, I mean, then you have a chance to two-shot it in the next without the boosted Assurance, so that's kind of the only thing that's spicy there. So Quagsire continues to be its actual best counter.
Because Unaware?
Yep, because of Unaware, exactly. And it resists the big old ugly nasty steel move and doesn't care about the attack boost.
I forgot so. Quagsire was even around.
Yeah, it's well known in Uber, but I mean, anywhere else it's... Because in OU, you would have to have it run Water Absorb, which is vastly inferior. So
yes.
I wouldn't say vastly inferior, but not as good.
Yeah. While we're on that, let's knock that out, because that's what we're all really here to talk about.
More
right
like,
now.
Let's knock that off.
Hey, God, my item is on the floor. That was the worst dad joke I've ever made on this podcast.
And since you had food, it must have been the leftovers.
Exactly. Dang it. My 6% health. Anyway, OU, the biggest thing that's happening at this very moment upon recording, and upon like the first 2 days after this show comes out, is the Dracovish suspect test.
Yay.
Yeah. Oh, my word. Yes. Yay. It ends on May 29th. Which is 1 day after this show comes out. And usually it's pretty soon after that they have the voting thread open and people can make their declaration. I imagine that this sucker will be gone from OU by Sunday.
100%.
Yeah. The overwhelming people in the thread, the overwhelming opinion is that this thing needs to go. There are some people putting up some okay, good arguments to keep it, but I mean, I just look back at Ferrothorn losing 60% of its health when it walks in. So
I knew this was going to happen. I remember when I was on the show last in like February or January. I knew.
When I was back.
I just knew he wasn't meant to be because he was so centralizing, and the last couple of months have proved that. I mean, the fact that Seismitoad, who really isn't that popular of an OU mon in past generations, is on like what 30% of teams. You said earlier,
30% of teams.
And that's just insane. Like the second Vish is gone, like Seismitoad is going to see a drastic decrease, and that's kind of not surprising. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna miss Vish. I always play with him because he was just so fun. Every time an opponent made like a small mistake, you got to just slap him around for crazy damage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So goodbye, buddy.
Yeah, and with slow U-turns and now teleport Clefable being a thing, you had ways to get Vish in on something that it didn't want to face it. It was very mm-hmm. easy. So, yeah, it's stupid. I'm kind of curious, and we'll talk about this a little bit more, but I'm kind of curious what's going to happen when it leaves, because it's had an unspoken warping, or not just Seismitoad, but like overall, the part of the reason that we have everything being balanced right now is because the checks that you put on for Dracovish just kind of lend itself to building a balanced team.
Mm-hmm.
So without that requirement, without having to have a Water Absorber or Ferrothorn and Toxapex on the same team, I'm kind of curious what new options will open up. Like, Q-Rem might not be as good because Toxapex can now run Special Defense, for instance.
Oh, yeah.
Or
I wonder
Sand might see weird stuff because Hippowdon's not as scared anymore.
Oh,
I wonder if Rotom Wash will see. I'm curious to see if Rotom Wash will come back a little bit because I know it's been having problems doing a lot when there's always a Seismitoad on the field and they can't really slap it around. So yeah, it'll be interesting to see if it can find a little bit of a resurgence because it can come in and do more if there's not so many yeah. Seismitoads running around.
I think it'll take a while because people are so used to Toad. It does offer mm-hmm. good roll compression, but it sucks in every other way possible.
Yes.
I'm curious how long it'll take it to drop. It won't free fall, I don't think, but it'll take a while before people realize there's so many better Pokemon to put on your team.
Like Milotic will, I think, rise a little bit. Or Toxapex. Never mind, Toxapex is there.
It's Toxapex for sure will rise. Mm-hmm. And it'll be able to run, like I said, different EV spreads to counter different stuff. Ferrothorn could run different spreads to let it counter special things, but I don't think it wants to anymore now that Body Press is so staple on it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, there was the Operation Save Tyranitar from dropping to UU. That might be a lot easier without Dracovish there,
oh, yeah,
because you have a actual two sand setters that don't fear it. I mean, nah,
yeah,
maybe. But Tyranitar was saved from going to UU. A whole bunch of people jumped on the OU ladder and started just going crazy with it to try and keep it above the threshold, and it made it just barely.
Yep.
It's still OU officially. It's never dropped to UU in its entire time of existing. It was about
really
to.
I didn't realize yeah. it was like that was the, I didn't realize that was the big motivator.
Well, I think that's part of it, because there's only a handful of Pokemon that have never dropped from OU, and now that I think about it, I think actually all of them have now since then.
Because a lot of it was Starmie and Gengar, and
yeah, that's the two that come to mind, and Zapdos
for, well, Zapdos is still OU.
Yeah, for as long as it was available, but
yeah
the Starmie and Gengar are both gone. They dropped hard, and Tyranitar hasn't, though. Woo! Yay! So, a couple other things that are kind of happening is there's a new hot core in town that really takes advantage of, I guess people are prepping their Toxapexes, or whatever, however the plural for that is.
Toxapy?
Toxapy? That sounds disgusting, but people have kind of discovered Salazzle exists, which was not something I would ever really expect to see in OU. And just throwing around corrosion toxics on things is terribly debilitating. The only things that really absorb that in OU are Clefable and Reuniclus. That's it.
Yeah.
And that's just because of Magic Guard.
Yeah,
and
pretty much.
I guess Hatterene, but I mean, meh. Because a bounced corrosion toxic won't toxic the corrosion user.
It's not getting poisoned, and you still can't sit there on sludge waves, so it's not.
No.
Yeah, exactly. That's so yeah, it's a check at best, maybe, to absorb one toxic. But anyway,
and being able to toxic idea, Toxapex is nice.
Exactly, and that's the idea on why you pair it with the next thing in that core, which is Primarina. People have really discovered that, especially for Subcalm Mind, because there's a lot, like we've said earlier, there's a lot of defensive cores right now.
Mm-hmm.
Primarina eats them alive if it gets the setup, except for Pex. Mm-hmm. Salazzle comes in and then ruins that idea. So the idea is you put Primarina in. If you haven't already poisoned the Toxapex, you get a bunch of Calm Minds in. Okay, in comes Pex to stop you. While it hazes, you switch to Salazzle and toxic it.
Interesting.
That's the evil plan. or just catch it earlier after Salazzle set up a nasty plot and Toxapex is the only thing that can absorb its stabs, so.
So I've even seen where they don't run dual coverage on Primarina and they run Psychic for Toxapex.
Ooh. Okay. Oof. Yeah. That would get rid of the need for Salazzle. You could run something like Rotom Heat.
Yeah. I think they were running Moonblast and Psychic.
Yeah.
Because who needs water type coverage?
And isn't its base special attack like 129 or something stupid like that?
It's a good special attack.
Yeah. It's crazy. But that's been having a field day.
Primarina doesn't join this gen. Yeah, Clefable's still great. I love Clefable.
Yeah.
I wish it wasn't as good as it is. Like, I like it a lot. I just wish it had a slight nerf.
I mean, I think the biggest thing is there's not a lot of great fairies right now, which is one of the reasons I think Primarina is seeing usage. So Clefable is just like a good everything because you can make it, you can make it the life orb set and just smack things around for crazy damage, or you can be a full defensive teleport wish set and keep your team lively. It can just do
or
everything
something right in the middle
or something in the middle.
It can do a little, like a Stealth Rock Thunder Wave set with soft boiled. It can do a little of everything, but don't worry. Its time is coming. This is a PSA. Start breeding your Volcarona counters, everybody. Run some calcs. Figure things out. I'm going to start breeding special defensive Toxapex in my head, but I use Showdown, so I don't need to breed, so whatever. But
Gear Lycan Locks.
Honestly, that's coming next. That's coming in Isle of Armor. That'll be something that might actually be a legitimate threat with Accelerock and just its good moveset anyway. It's got Strongjaw, too. We all have seen how lethal that is.
Great. If that's
or Tough Claws.
If that's going to stay, like, if Volcarona is going to be around, I think it'll get banned. But I think this is way too early for that discussion.
I don't know. Yeah, I could see it being banned. I could see it not being banned. I think one of the worst things about it is that it lost Hidden Power.
But...
So, you're right, and there's no heat trend.
But it got heavy-duty boots, so now it never has to worry about hazards. So usually you had to clear space for it to come in. Now you can just throw it in whenever.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of scary.
Great. Yeah, it did lose the... Buggy MZ, or its Z move, which helped it a lot. So it needs
or leftovers too. So
Toxapex might be able to check it more easily.
Yeah. So, yeah, we've got one thing though. We've got one thing on the spice rack that I've seen that looked really stupidly fun.
Besides our OU team of the week.
Besides the OU team that we're going to talk about here in a minute. But yeah, spice rack. You start off. Your opponent likes to lead Excadrill. I believe it's one of the most common leads at the moment. So, if they lead that or pretty much anything else, you've got Dragon Dance Suicide Lead Kyurem. So the idea is, you know, they set rocks thinking that you'll switch out because Kyurem only runs specs, quote unquote. So now you're at +1/+1, bop it with Icicle Spear.
How many hits does it need? Do you know? Does it need three or can it do a two?
I don't know offhand.
It probably needs at least three or four. Is it, like, fully physical, too?
Yeah, wow. By what I've seen.
Yeah, I guess it would be, like, an adamant, because it just needs one Dragon Dance to smack it around.
I would even say Jolly. That might allow it to outrun Dragapult.
Oh.
95 at +1? I don't know.
I don't know offhand, either.
I know 100 at +1 does.
No, 84 with a Scarf outspeeds Dragapult.
All right, there we go.
Because I know, like, Togekiss and all will outspeed the Dragapult.
All right, so Icicle Spear at +1 will do 77 to 90 to an Excadrill. So it doesn't kill it immediately, but it does a lot.
Does Iron Head kill on the crackback?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Oh, wait, no, it doesn't. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. This is Kyurem. No, it doesn't. It doesn't KO back. Iron Head does 75 to 89.
Great.
Two Dragon Dances.
There we go. You get two Dragon Dances up in Icicle Spear. Everything.
Yeah, there you go. Okay, we've got it. Dragon Dance Suicide Lead Kyurem, boys and girls.
Oh my.
It sounds fun. But anyway, let's hop tiers, keep going down. Tell us about you, McGee. What's happening there?
We also have a suspect test going on until May 31st. Haxorus is being looked at because Moldbreaker and Earthquake is unsurprisingly very good, since we were just talking about Excadrill.
What?
That's one of his... I know. Yeah. One of the staples of Excadrill being good happens to be Moldbreaker plus Earthquake, so I guess that's just a good combination. Not a lot of things check that very easily, because he can also get Poison Jab, so a lot of the fairies that can't easily come in and deal with that. One of the only good counters right now is Escavalier, just because he's got good bulk and counters Dragon with his steel typing and doesn't care about Poison Jab. So he does okay. Neuvern does okay if you can get in before it sets up or does anything like that. Some of the big news, though, for UU is that Ditto has finally made a bit of a descent after a long-standing in OU. It's working its way down the ladder a little bit.
Took it long enough.
Yeesh. It did. I'm actually surprised it hadn't happened. I hadn't looked at Ditto in a while, but I just figured as soon as Dynamax was gone, Ditto would decline much sooner than it had.
Yeah, but it's been hovering at the bottom for a while now.
But I guess that speaks to your whole thing about Seismitoad, too. He might take a little while to fall out just because it doesn't. Nothing is drastic like that. So
yeah.
Ditto is a good confirmation of it. Incineroar, doing much better this generation in singles than he was last time. So he's got a good set right now with Swords Dance and pivot moves, Knock Off, Intimidate. Parting Shot is always a great move. Lets you pivot into something good and set up because you've weakened their special attack and attack.
I'm so glad they expanded that move to yeah. other things. That's so cool.
Yeah, it was weird seeing Alolan Persian in like VGC last year, like in the top tournament stuff, like on Alolan Persian, because that move was so useful and they were just using it to like slow things down. Flygon, also good without Mamoswine smacking Ice Shards at it, unsurprisingly. And then Galarian Stunfisk has found himself a little niche because Toxtricity is down here now, but Toxtricity has a very hard time doing anything productive against Galarian Stunfisk. And he's got some good bulk to him, better than Steelix's like special defense. So he's pretty reliable at checking one of the heavy hitters down there.
I love that he's there. That makes me so happy.
He's got a niche somewhere. I'm so happy for him.
I like seeing little weird Pokemon find their little role because you always wonder if there's like a role for them, and then they find it, and it's really exciting seeing them perform.
Uh-huh. I think the thing that will kill Galarian Stunfisk, though, which is... I'm trying to predict it. Other than just it being a Galarian Stunfisk, it doesn't have an alternate ability, and I don't know if Rillaboom will be enough to make it OU. If Rillaboom's grassy terrain is active when Galarian Stunfisk comes in, it becomes a grass type.
Oof, and Rillaboom runs U-turn a lot, so that's a lose-lose.
That, and the moment we get the Nidos, it's gone.
Yeah, and then Toxtricity doesn't care about it at all because it just uses the poison move.
Yep.
So... that'll be interesting. I think that'll kill its niche if Rillaboom is UU, but meh. You also can't use it against teams that have a... what's the Puku Muku but electric?
Pinkurchin.
What is it called? Yeah, thank you. Pinkurchin. I've seen that down here in combination with stuff. When Hawlucha was down here, it was run alongside that for some good old Coco Lucha
shenanigans.
Memories.
Yeah, Coco Lucha. Yeah. Who remembers and loves those days?
5 months away.
That's what we need in OU is more Pokemon.
Don't remind me. Anyway, hop in another tier. We're going to kind of all cover RU a little bit. So some things dropped down from UU into RU. Those were Avalug, Braviary, Drapion, Duraludon, Rotom Moe, and Vaporeon. Some things went up, which were Barbarical, Pangoro, and Escavalier. They are gone from RU. Yep, just with normal tier updates month to month. So they're gone. Escavalier is probably in part due to, you know, Haxorus requiring it. So, oh well. One thing dropped, but was immediately banned, and that was Inteleon. Yeah. It landed in RU for a brief moment, and Specs was too much for it, so it, alongside Slurpuff at the same time, gone. Get out of here. Beat it.
I'm scared to see Inteleon once he gets Sniper and Snipeshot. That'll be a fun combo.
That'll you be talked cool. about Kritra earlier. Critteon. There we go.
Critteon.
50% crit rate, and then with a Sniper hitting for 225% on the crits, that'll be... I think I looked at the base power. We can talk about it later, but it was like a 270 or something for Snipeshot if it hits the crit as like a base power. So that's smacking things around.
And you just focus energy once, and you have 100% crit rate.
This is true.
Which he gets.
Yep.
So
I used it in my in-game team.
Of course.
Kryptra is going to be so fun. Oh my gosh, I've missed that Pokemon.
Mm-hmm.
So a couple other things, I guess. Rotom Moe's already taken off running because it's a lawnmower, and they do that.
Yep.
If you don't.
Well, it has so much versatility to it.
Exactly. Yeah, it can do a little bit of everything, like nasty plot or. Use a choice item if it wants. I mean, it's like, it's Rotom. So it does what Rotom does anywhere it goes. Now that it got defog, best defogger, hashtag Geo.
Oh my so. God.
That was the best nickname.
That was a really good nickname. And that was before it got defog.
Yeah, that was right when we got the announcement that it was going to get Defog in the next set, and that's why he started running it with that nickname. Oh, that was fantastic. Finally, another thing that's kind of seeing a big surge down here is Decidueye, which kind of makes sense with some of the things that dropped. It can stop Rotom Moe. It forces it to Volt Switch out, at least, because of Spirit Shackle. And it also stops Vaporeon, and for a little bit stopped Inteleon, kind of. Specs Shadow Ball could mess with, or Dark Pulse. Which one does it get? One of the two, or both.
It has Ice Beam. It has something.
Yeah, that too. Ice Beam, you know. My brain was in Keldeo mode, I guess. But anyway, yeah, Decidueye is seeing a little bit of a surge. It's a good physical sweeper. Like, it's the fastest of the Alola starters, so there's that to consider.
Yeah, says something.
Yeah, that's something. Okay, buckle up, people. This is NU. Lots of stuff has happened. We're hopping down the next tier.
One of my babies got banned.
One of your babies got banned. Goodbye, Linoon. Gone.
Poor baby.
Because Bellydrum is stupid.
Yes.
Extreme Speed Bellydrum
is even
stupid.
More stupid.
Yeah. So a couple things dropped from RU to NU. They are Galarian Corsola, Alolan Dugtrio, Flapple, what up? Farfetch'd Linoon, which, again, was immediately banned. Meltan, I guess, because we care about that. Alolan Persian, Rapidash, and regular old Stunfisk. So, yay. Also, a couple things officially rose from the lower ones. Those were Hatrem, Lipard, Silvally Dark, and Silvally Dragon. So, those are there. Huzzah. Silvally Dragon's terrifying, first of all. The Silvallys in general now are terrifying.
Yeah.
Well, there's 120.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think the exactly. Big thing, though, with NU, though, was that they banned Drought.
Yeah, that was the big one. That one went into effect a couple weeks into May. Drought is banned. They've seen a lot of sun just in all the tiers except OU, really.
Well, that's there's the been big a thing with a lot of the lower tiers in all the generations, is that.
Mm-hmm. And I think it's because they have multiple setters. Like, Torkoal is one, Ninetales is one, and Vulpix is one if you really want it. So it can kind of hit every tier, unlike Rain, which only has Pelipper.
And when you take out a lot of those other Mons, it becomes a lot more easy to set up and just sweep through everything. When you're dealing with other things like Flapples and Farfetch'es, it's a lot easier to do well with your, Ivysaur.
Chlorophyll, anything.
Yes.
So. Exactly. Some people are scared of Flapple. Not really. It's terrifying. It's technically the strongest dragon in the game, but the slot is usually better filled by Gorgeist Super running Power Whip or Choice Scarf Power Whip or something like that, because it's got a mean attack stat. Or Drampa if you want a dragon instead.
That makes sense. 20% failure is just too much to get consistent results.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. Its most common item in the OU ladder at the 1825 ranking is Wide Lens.
That makes sense.
Yeah. But another thing that was really good to drop down in this tier specifically was Alolan Persian. It's fast, it's a dark type, and it's got the Fur Coat ability. So that together allows it to counter pretty much almost every form of Silvally that's using physical stuff. And it also prevents Indeedee from just mindlessly spamming Psychic all day long. So, yeah. Indeedee got a big hit just with the things going up and down in NU. It got the Alolan Persian, which we just talked about. And a lot of stuff that's just faster than it is that it just doesn't want to see, like Rapidash, is surprisingly potent. I don't understand this. And Silvally and Scarf Toxicroak is seeing something happen. Yeah. Finally, I mean, with Rapidash dropping down, there was some spice. I remember it was on the spice rack either last month or the month before. I had a cool set for Silvally Fire type, but that's gone now. It's dead.
It's
Rapidash
not
is better. Yeah. Amazing what a little bit of extra speed does for you. So, to replace it, we've got a different thing to pull off of the spice rack. That is Flapple, but not the way you think. There's been a little bit of whispers in the threads and things like that about trying it with Ripen.
You'll have to explain Ripen to me because I don't even know what that ability does.
Yeah, it's the signature ability of the Apple line. So Appleton, Flapple, and the little baby all get it. And it doubles the effect of a held berry.
Oh.
So, for instance, if it was holding a Yachi berry, it's normally quad weak to ice. If it's holding a Yachi berry, it's neutral.
Interesting.
Or if it's holding a Salak berry, instead of one stage up, it's two stage up.
Interesting.
Or a lychee berry, double attack.
Does it activate at 25% still?
Yeah, it still activates at the same time, but the effect itself is double.
Yeah, so get that wiki berry and go back up to full health.
Yeah. One thing to note, just as far as if you're playing with Ripen in-game, it will give the ability notification for leftovers, leading you to think that it's activating for leftovers too. It does not. That's a coding error. It does not increase the healing from leftovers. So even though the ability triggers, nothing's happening. You're not getting 12.5%.
Darn.
You're still getting 6.25.
Bummer.
Yeah. We were that was a freak out really early in the game. Just like, oh my gosh, Appleton's broken. But no, it's not.
We need that.
So without having to rely on the iffiness of Hustle, and because a lot of the stuff down here just has naturally lower attack stats, and its attack is 110, it's not bad by any means. It just could be better in higher tiers, but down here you can utilize Ripen. There's no set that I have for you. I don't have the moves for it, but I can guarantee it runs Dragon Dance, what is it called? Apple Drop, Outrage, and probably Sucker Punch, because that's its next best move. So it might have something techie in there, like a Recycle or something like that.
Ooh, Recycle Ripen sounds like fun.
Recycle Ripen Citrus Berry, recover 50% of your health instantly.
So, like, so Gluttony.
It's recover. Basically. So, there are options. Ripen is a cool ability that just, unfortunately, is unexplored because the other abilities on both recipients of it are so much better.
Yeah. So,
oh, well. Also, Appleton's in this tier in NU because it was banned from PU.
Oh, yeah.
But don't use it because Drampa does everything it does better.
Pretty much.
I'm sorry, Appleton. You're my favorite, I promise. Anyway, Claude, take us home with PU. Oh, you've got a special treat in here for us.
The PU. Well, first thing is we had a couple of bans from PU, being Appleton, Silvally Fighting, and Silvally Poison. I mean, Appleton was a menace just because it was so good offensively and defensively because of thick fat, and apple acid is, you know, dumb.
Yeah.
Lower that.
It drops your special defense, and then you hit him with a meter.
Yep.
Yeah.
Does a lot of damage, can sit forever, because not many things down here are very strong. I mean, when your biggest threat is Mr. Rhyme.
Yeah. And even then, it's only 2x effective because of thick fat.
Exactly. Like, and it was too much of an issue. However, they did gain Crustle, Double, Phalanx, Hitmontop, and finally, Slowpoke Galarian Form.
He's home.
Where
he finally landed.
Yep.
Stupid descent.
Yeah. So, I mean, you have a lot more hazard control with those, with Hitmontop and Rhyme, and not just Karkul. Shout out to Karkul. I mean, Mr. Rhyme's also just a very good wall breaker. It actually is fast in the tier and can do a lot. And Double is also a monster because you can just Iron Defense body press everything into oblivion.
Best moveset ever.
Yep.
Body press is the coolest move in the game. I can't get over this.
It was a great addition to Sword and Shield, and I'm very happy it exists. Now,
so hit me with your spice rack.
No, this is not just the spice rack. This is the ultimate spice rack. So they have tried for years to ban all of my favorite things. They keep banning my Linoo into higher tiers. They didn't give Obstagoon extreme speed like I wanted it to with Belly Drum. But what they didn't do is they didn't stop Belly Drum Zigzagoon in PU. And you may be asking yourself, but it's just a Zigzagoon with Belly Drum. It can't be that good. Well, when you also get the ability to add Seed Bomb and Iron Tail, it can do a lot more than you expect because everything down here isn't that good.
Yeah.
And if you want even more spice, you can swap out Iron Tail or Seed Bomb for Fling. And you'd be thinking, what do I fling? Well, if you hold one of the TRs, like TR-43, which is Overheat, Fling becomes a 130 power base move dark type. I said that wrong, but yes.
We got there. We got there. You contain your excitement. It's okay.
It's just a lot of fun because people do not expect it. You can also, I think, hold Leaf Storm. And then
those are the only two.
The other fun thing you can do with the Belly Drum Zigzagoon is hold a Power Herb and get Dig.
Yep.
Yeah. You can hit those poison types, those steel types that are in your way. Well, there aren't a lot of them. It's still something.
Yeah, there aren't.
I mean, I would still run just Seed Bomb and Iron Tail because it's a lot more fun.
Yeah.
But it is
I mean,
fun.
Its attack becomes respectable down here.
Yeah. It might have the attack of, like, a Haxorus.
Before it boosts. What is Zigzagoon's attack? We're gonna find out together.
Oh.
Zigzagoon, Belly Drum Sweeper. Let's crank this level up to 100, shall we? And go ahead and max this attack. It will run Adamant. I can tell you.
Oh yeah, 100% runs Adamant, and it runs 252 attack. And well, it has what 174 attack.
Yep, multiplied times 4, 696 attack after a Belly Drum.
That's not too bad.
That's not bad at all. That's a Haxorus after a Dragon Dance. Like, so, that's respectable.
Let me put it this way for you. Zigzagoon at plus 6. Extreme speed. Adamant at max attack. Can barely OKO a normal Abomasnow.
However, it's the journey, not the destination. And this is a journey.
Now,
it's a fun thing. And the thing for TR flinging, if you want to do that, just as a mechanic note, fling copies the base power of the TR that you are flinging. The only two TRs that are the most powerful are Overheat and Leaf Storm, both at 130 base power. So use one of those two. If you have a vendetta against Overheat for some reason and like, what is that? Leaf Storm.
Yeah.
My brain is shot, guys. If you like Leaf Storm better, you can do that instead. It doesn't copy the type, just the base power. So, woo!
Ooh.
I guess we can wrap up with just other things happening in other tiers. In NatDex OU, Mega Metagross was suspected last month, and it remains unbanned. It did not get enough votes to be banned from NatDex OU. However, I will say this. We talked earlier about the idea of like Gengar and Starmie and Tyranitar that have been OU since their introduction, essentially, for a long time. We've got one down here that is that by force, essentially. And in NatDex UU, Aegislash was just quick banned. NatDex UU was touched by Aegislash. Can you believe that?
Yes. It is National Dex in a world of Landorus is using Z moves and whatnot.
While Dynamaxing.
Yeah.
Dude, if you need an example of how much of a joke NatDex as a whole is, Aegislash touched UU. What? So
what
it was
world.
Quick ban, though, along with Thunderous Eye and Victini. But Aegislash! It was UU! And finally, the other notable ban for other tiers was Shell Smash was banned from Balanced Hack Mons because that's a stupid move. So,
well, it's
boom.
Balanced Hack Mons, it's a silly tier.
Yeah, now it might be Balanced Hack Mons. Shell Smash is crazy.
Oh my gosh.
So anyway, that is the tiers. We are going to hop over to the topic where we are looking ahead. We're looking at the future. We're not doing the normal thing. We're looking ahead. It'll be great. We'll see you there. Hey guys, Seth Philo cutting in to tell you about something awesome that I've been absolutely loving, Vite Ramen. If you guys know me, you know I have a borderline noodle addiction, and part of that love has always been a guilty pleasure for ramen. Well, Vite Ramen is ramen, but get this, it's actually good for you. You heard me right. The guys at Vite Ramen have spent years making ramen that's nutritionally complete, and I absolutely adore it. Each bowl has 30 grams of protein, which is more than your average protein shake, 7 grams of fiber, all 27 key vitamins and minerals that you need, and most importantly, tons of awesome flavor. Oh yeah, and did I mention it still only takes 4 minutes to prepare? It's basically still instant ramen. You can head over to viteramen.com and pick up soy sauce chicken, garlic pork, and my favorite, vegan miso flavors, as well as handy utensils and other such stuff. And here is the coolest part. At checkout, enter code PUCKLE, and you'll get 10% off your entire order. That's P-U-C-L, all caps, for a whopping 10% off. Anyway, I gotta get back to rating, and you've got a show to finish. Catch you guys on the flip-flop.
And now for our main topic.
And we are back, and we are a month out from the Isle of Armor expansion, unless something happens. Let's hope it doesn't. But we haven't heard confirmation either way if it's on time or not. It's highly implied it's on time just because we haven't heard anything. But
well, and there's the event too. They're doing the giveaway stuff leading through the 12th. So they're doing and it's associated with the lead up to launch. So the implication is they aren't delaying if they're still doing that event. So
exactly.
Fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed indeed. But one of the biggest things that this is going to do is add Pokemon.
Yay!
That's kind of important. So we've got a list of the Pokemon that are being added, and then we've got another list on top of it of things that we know are not coming in Isle of Armor because they're confirmed to come in Crown Tundra. So they're not going to come first. So first, the new ones coming in Isle of Armor, the next one. We've got Golduck, Slowbro specifically, not King, Magnezone, Chansey and Blissey, Kingdra, huzzah, Azumarill, Zoroark, the dreaded sun god Volcarona, the beta sun god Talonflame, Dedenne, and Lycanroc.
I love that you led this list with Golduck.
Yes.
I think it's my favorite part.
I just went in order. I just straight up went in order.
Because no one was going to remember Golduck if you didn't lead with it. So this is how Golduck gets remembered.
It's going straight to PU and it's going to be great.
I mean, it's a good rain sweeper.
No, it's not.
Ish. The problem is we only have Pelipper, so it has no friends.
Even if you set up rain manually, there's other things that are just better sweepers.
Don't listen to him, Golduck. He didn't mean it.
This isn't what... Sun and Moon VGC?
No, it's not. It could be used in VGC. That'd be cool. But,
we saw it once with what, Peliduck or Double Duck?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, that was gross. That was fun. Anyway, that's the ones that are coming. And obviously all their evolutionary relatives, with the exception of Slowking. We don't know how that's going to work yet. Because, you know, if regular Slowpoke is in the game... We have Kingsroc. Why can't it evolve? We don't know if there's going to be some Fire Red, Leaf Green, it's trying to evolve, but it can't kind of message.
Or maybe it's a Galarian one can't, but the regular one will be able to.
That might be the alternative as well. So we'll find out that way. We can only wait. That's all we can do.
It's weird that Kingsroc's in the game, but neither of the ones that evolved by Kingsroc are currently in the game.
Yet. Yeah.
Yet.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with that. I would be okay with Kingsroc not being in the game because Cloyster is dumb, but...
Oh, my God.
Anyway, the other ones that we know for a fact are not in Isle of Armor that you don't have to worry about for another 5 or 6 months are as follows. Nidoking, Nidoqueen, the Zubat line, the Electivire line, aforementioned Slowking, Metagross, Garchomp, which still can't dance, Cryogonal, Aurorus, and the Legendaries. Those are all confirmed for coming in fall. So
I'm excited for the Nidos to be back. Nidos and Zubat.
Yeah. See, that'll be fun.
We're not even going to appreciate some of these because it's just going to be a pile-on of Legendaries because Elandorus and Tapu Koko.
Well, Garchomp and Metagross will... I mean, Garchomp definitely will be OU. Like, it's...
Well, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
To be.
But like some of the ones I'm excited for coming back, I'm just like they're not even going to get a chance to get appreciated. Like
no.
Electivire, just I'm excited to see him again, but he's just going to disappear because so many cool things are coming.
Where he belongs.
Yeah. Team preview still exists. You can't do Garavire like you could in Gen 4.
At that point, you would just use Zerora.
There you go.
Who needs Motor Drive? Motor Drive's not even that good.
Motor Drive is garbage. Never mind. But yeah, those are the ones that we don't have to worry about right now. We'll talk about those in September or October or something like that. In addition to that, there's a couple of mechanics things that we know are coming. Some things are getting Galarian forms. The only thing we have confirmed is Slowpoke family, and it's only getting the Bro this stage. There's probably going to be a couple other Galarian forms of something.
I'm hoping there's more Galarian forms.
I'm hoping so too. That sounds really. I like the Galarian.
Because they've already showed that there's going to be the Galarian of the birds and the Regis in Crown Tundra.
Yeah.
So that gives hope that there might be other Galarian forms in Isle of Armor that we get to see.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe not Legends, but something. We also get the Kubfu, Urshifu. Those are new Pokemon being added. Urshifu looks really cool. We don't know anything about it, really, other than it's typing. And that...
It's dual the typing, dark one.
Yeah, yeah, it's dual typing,
technically. Or split line, fighting, it,
yeah, it's base fighting, and depending on you choose it, it's not version or anything specific. You get to pick it. It becomes fighting dark or fighting water. The fighting dark one gets a big ol' attack. The fighting water one gets a multi-strike water attack. That's all we know. So, yeah. We'll get there when we get there. It all depends on how good it is if I decide to use it over Keldeo or Pangoro, so...
I think it'll definitely be better than Pangoro. It'd have to be something a little out there to be better than Keldeo right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, at least it will benefit from in OU, because that's where it'll probably land first, if not immediately banned. It just depends on the stats.
Yeah.
But it'll land in OU right after Dracovish is banned, meaning people will stop running their water absorbers and aren't required to on every team. They can rely on resists. So I think things like that, things like Keldeo, things like this Urshifu, things like the Azumarill will try and capitalize on the vacuum that Dracovish is leaving behind as people drop their absorbers.
Granted, so. I think that might just be enough of a reason to keep your absorber around for a little while.
Well, yeah, yes and no, because... At least at that point, you can actually rely on your resists.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can still rely on Toxapex to counter Azumarill. You can still rely on Ferrothorn to counter not Everything. Urshifu or Keldeo. But,
yeah.
Other things, I mean, there's a lot of things that could be coming. We know that move tutors are coming. We don't know what tutors or what they're teaching. We'll get to that later on theories that we have from a little tiny leak that came out. But I want to ask you guys... Put a couple things on your wish list. What do you want that would kind of sort of maybe thematically fit in an Isle of Armor based on the Isle of Man that could come to the game?
Oh.
How about you, McGee? Let's start with you.
Oh, I've not thought thematically at
all.
So I'm just going to say what I'm...
That's fine. I don't care. It could be not thematic. I mean, whatever.
I don't know if there's rules. So I'll just talk about what I'm hopeful to see because I think it would make fun, interesting things in the metas. So on a Smogon side, the things I'd really like to see is Porygon 2, or so the Porygon line come back, just to have a good, bulky Eviolite user in the meta again, because Corsola kind of fell off the map after Dormanitan got banned. So it'd be nice to have another one.
Does not pose one.
Yeah, and we know Chansey's coming, and we know Chansey's going to be great and do what Chansey does best, but I like having Porygon 2 just because it can be pretty versatile as a bulky wall. It has Recover, it can do status, so I'm excited to see if he comes back and can find some roles on teams. And then I'd like to see Politoed, just so that we have some more rain in lower tiers, because if you're a Swift Swimmer and you're not OU viable, you're basically garbage because you can't get your rain anywhere.
You can do it manually.
You could do it manually, but that's a whole process. It'd be nice to automatically set it.
At that point, just ask for Volbeat and get Prankster Rain again.
There you go. That could also kind of lead to a downfall of the Tyranny of the Sun if it has a natural counter in Politoed for at least the tiers that Politoed's allowed on.
Yeah.
So
I'm hopeful Politoed makes a resurgence. I mean, I partly feel like it's gonna. There was a whole debacle when Poliwag was on the t-shirt in the game you could get, but you couldn't get Poliwag in game. So I'm hoping they amend that sooner rather than later. And then on a VGC side, something I'd really like to see is Dragonite show up, because Dragonite has literally everything to be horrifying in a Dynamax meta.
Yeah.
Because he gets multi-scale. Multi-scale with double HP.
I didn't think of that.
I did a calc. So the most common ice type you probably see in VGC right now is G-Max Lapras. And its most common move underneath that is usually freeze dry, just because it's good and versatile. And so G-Max Resonance, assuming that's the bottom, from a modest 252 special attack Lapras, barely does more than 50% on a Dynamax what if Dragonite.
What if we just policies activated?
And that's what I'm saying.
And it goes to town. Oh my gosh.
You run weakness policy on it, because even if that can't kill it, it's surviving basically anything.
Yeah,
and
you're going
Dracapult,
first against Lapras. So like,
you go
you
first.
Their weakness policy. Do you still live?
Oh, if you... No, because you double... I mean, it depends the set. If it's not full investment,
switch
you'll
into
live.
It.
So it's possible. You're saying there's a chance.
Oh, I hate this.
He could be phenomenal. And he has so many coverage moves, you can basically make him do whatever you want. But...
Yeah.
And he gets max... stab max Airstream, so his one lackluster stat being speed, he can pretty quickly amend for huge damage.
Gross.
So
that's great.
I would love if he showed up. I'm not hopeful he is gonna, but he has all the tools to be like horrifying in VGC, or especially BSS, because BSS you don't even have to worry about some things, and so you can just kind of solo go out there and dominate.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll see what happens. That's the one I would really like to see in VGC, because I think he would make it so if you want to run different dragons, you can, because Dracapult's kind of like the all-consuming dragon in VGC right now. And Dracapult loses every one of those matchups against the Dragonite. So that's exciting. That's my hope. Those are the ones I want to see.
Okay. How about you, Claude? Hit me.
Well, I being a fan of poison types, I had to pick at least one poison type that I really want to see back. And that one's Scolipede. I really like Scolipede because, A, even though Baton Pass is banned, right? Still banned?
Correct.
Yeah. Yes.
I think Speed Boost Scolipede is still stupidly strong, whether that's OU or UU or whatnot, and that helps break down all of these new things that are going to come into the meta. Like, it can beat Clefable very easily.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
if you Sword Stance, you can beat the new Chanseys that are coming in. Mm-hmm. Bug coverage is very good. I mean, if you get a Speed Boost up, you can fight Volcarona with Rock Slide.
Oh,
so
okay.
I think there's a lot of potential that if it comes in, it can do a lot and actually be OU and have fun.
And it can set Toxic Spikes, right?
And it's
it can.
Not
Suicide League.
Yep, it's also not afraid of Toxic Effects because it can get Earthquake. So if you have the right coverage, you can, like a Life Orb hitter can just beat it, a lot of stuff.
Scolipede's scary. He's always like one Sword Dance away from just going to town on your teams.
Yep.
So
yeah,
I've never liked running into him because if I have the wrong thing out when he comes in, it's like it's real bad.
Oh yeah, by far was the MVP of my draft season. But other than that, I really want to see Breloom because I just like Breloom a lot.
A man after my own heart.
Well, Technician Mach Punch is really good. I think we need more Spore in the game.
Yeah,
said no one ever. Yeah. But I like Breloom a lot. I think it has a lot of... It can do a lot of things. I think it'd be fun. Granted, against the ghosts that are around, it wouldn't do well. But...
Yeah, that's true. But, I mean, Poison Heal.
Yeah.
Poison Heal's awesome, because there's a lot of status going around right now. You kind of stink really badly against Hex Dragapult, but...
I mean, it would probably end up in UU, and I'm okay with that. Because I think Incineroar needs to drop further.
Yeah.
I want
Incineroar
to drop
way too many ghosts for Mach Punch to be as powerful as it used to be.
But and then on the other note is I have to say I want my Furret back. I miss my Furret.
Of course you do.
You know, I think it would be a competitively viable mon in PU.
I mean, we just talked about Belly Drum Zigzagoon. So.
Yeah, but Furret's worse than Belly Drum Zigzagoon.
Nothing's off the table. I've got a couple. They're just kind of some old OU staples that I think would really fit in well right now with what needs to be countered. And those are Gliscor.
Ew.
That'd be great. Again, for the Poison Heal and Excadrill Stopper, because not a lot of things really want to absorb Moldbreaker or Earthquake. This doesn't care. It's also, you know, Stealth Rock, Defog. It compresses a lot of things into a slot.
It's gonna be so good.
That's actually a good Pokemon, unlike Seismitoad. So... the other one's Scizor, because it's Scizor, and that'd be awesome. I like me my super-powered bullet punches, and Choice Band Scizor is going to come back, y'all, I tell you. And I guess another one I want to see is Dragalge, because Poison could be really fun. It's got some cool things it can do with adaptability and setting Toxic Spikes, being bulky, being offensive, being both. It could be a lot of fun.
A poor man's Eternatist.
Yeah, really. It kind of is, actually.
Yep, pretty much.
So let's talk about what we know for a fact is coming down the pipeline. One thing I want to throw out, because Clefable has taught us this move exists, is Teleport.
Mm-hmm.
And there's two ugly, nasty things on the radar for OU that get this thanks to...
Let's go.
Let's go Pikachu. Exactly.
Ugh.
And those are Chansey and Slowbro.
So I don't know about Chansey, because... If I remember, Chansey still has four move syndrome, kind of.
Yes.
Correct.
So I don't know if it's going to want Teleport with everything else, but Slowbro.
And it's incompatible with Wish with Chansey, so it doesn't work out the same way Clefable does.
But Slowbro.
Yeah. Regenerator Teleport can do... Oh, gross.
Yeah.
I still
like Mien Shao, but good.
I still see Chansey being scary, just because you send Chansey in on something that can't take Chansey, and then you just teleport out when it... it's going to do its thing. So it depends what kind of chances mm-hmm. you want to run, but it can still do the thing it does best, which is just coming in and denying whatever wants to do something, denying it, shutting it down.
Does
and
it
then
get seismic
slow switching
toss
out.
And teleport?
I don't.
Because that
know,
will determine whether
actually.
Or not it's going to be good or not.
I don't know if those are compatible.
Same with knockoff.
I feel
think
like
I ever got knockoff.
I didn't get knockoff. I thought I got knockoff.
I felt I had knockoff at some point. Let's see what Let's Go Chansey had.
Because I'm thinking, like, well, Chansey is decent. You want to be running soft-boiled. You might want to run Wish. You want to run Rocks. You want your Seismic Toss to hit pretty much everything. And then other than that, you might want T-Wave or Toxic.
It's an egg move. Seismic Toss is an egg move.
Yep.
But, like, then you're losing out on one move. Either being a status or...
Stealth Rock.
Yeah.
It could do a lot with that slot.
Still scary. It's coming back.
Yeah. By that extension, too, Blissey could do some stuff there as well in lower tiers or even occasionally in OU because leftovers are great sometimes, especially now that I think Chansey's not going to be as bad as it was previously because there's no reason not to have knockoff on everything. There's no absorbers anymore except Sylvally and who runs that in OU. So I don't think Chansey is going to have as much of a stranglehold on.
But less
the
things
tier.
Have knockoff, you have to remember.
Not anymore.
No, no.
Not anymore. Home got them all back.
Oh, that's right.
We got knockoff Clefable even running around.
So I don't think it'll be as bad with Chansey, but Slowbro Regenerator Teleport sounds fun. Ugh. And that's part of the reason that they didn't suspect Clefable when they didn't, and they did Dracovish instead, is because we want to find out, you know, is it Clefable? Or is it teleport? Does something need to be done about that? So we'll find out.
I'm
let's
curious
talk about
to
the sun gods.
Oh, I was last, as a last note, I was curious to see if the new Galarian Slowbro is going to have a viability usage because we know standard Slowbro has value and he'll definitely have some usage. I'm curious to see, depending on whatever type combination it gets, if Galarian Slowbro is also viable and valuable because that could be something horrifying as well. As Corsola showed us, at least early on.
Yeah. It could be. Anyway, let's move on to the sun gods and the most terrifying forces of nature to grace OU. We've got two quad rock weak Pokemon in a world where heavy duty boots exist. Those are Volcarona and Talonflame. I am incredibly excited for both of those because they both eat Clefable for breakfast.
They do not care.
No. And, you know, I'm personally hoping Gale Wings goes back to its previous way.
I don't think they're going to go back on it.
Right. But if it doesn't, Heavy Duty Boots kind of negates the whole problem.
Yes.
For now.
It's not as full health when it walks in. So that, or at least for the first hit. It loses Z Crystal, which kind of stinks, but Heavy Duty Boots lets it come in and do its thing. It doesn't get acrobatics anymore, too. This is looking worse and worse as I think about it. it can only Brave Bird, and then it's not Gale Wings active anymore. I really hope they go back to old Gale Wings.
I wouldn't mind.
Talonflame was good.
I think you can check Talonflame well enough that it could have old school Gale Wings again. Uh-huh. I would be okay
and
with
Talonflame,
it.
Talonflame counters Volcarona. Like,
oh, that's true.
Without it, it doesn't. It does once, but otherwise it doesn't. And I think old style Gale Wings Talonflame could come in and keep Volcarona in check because Talonflame can do the same old thing it used to back in Gen 6 and use Clefable as setup fodder without Thunderbolt. And Volcarona can do the same thing, use Clefable as setup fodder. And Volk can do so many sets. It's gross. It can do three attacks. It can do sub quiver dance where it just runs some kind of coverage move to keep from being statused. You put enough bulk in there to absorb Toxapex after a quiver dance or something like that. Keep your sub up and you're good. Or you could do like bulky or hurricane rain support even to knock out the Ferrothorns. That was my favorite set in the day. Hurricane with fire blast and something else. And it was great. There's going to be a huge water vacuum once Vish leaves, just in general, and it may be Fire's turn to fill that, so we'll find out. And that's what Claude, you were a big advocate for Lycanroc, specifically Dusk form, right?
Dusk or Midday both have their merits, I think, and that's just because of Acelerock. Because the sun god of Volcarona is going to come down to OU, and we're going to see dumb stall teams with Toxapex, Ferrothorn, Clefable, Chansey, and then a Volcarona thrown on there, and you're going to need to find some way to break it up.
Stop stealing my ideas.
Oh. It sounds
it's
like
it's
going
to be so interesting. I'm really interested to see how Volcarona performs in this meta, because before you could be, as someone trying to deal with an opponent using Volcarona, you'd be like, okay, as long as I keep Stealth Rocks on, Volcarona can't come in. And so the goal was to keep Stealth Rocks on the field, because then you had some protection. If it came in, it was coming in at half. But now you don't have that assurance. And so Volcarona could show up at whatever's in your face and cause a lot of mayhem. So I'm really scared of Volcarona in this meta. I think it's going to be really good.
I do think it's held back by the same thing we're about to talk about. But so let's jump to it. Magnezone is coming back, so we have trapping, but it sucks.
Yeah.
Because it can no longer counter Ferrothorn, because it needed Hidden Power Fire, and Hidden Power is Thanos snapped and dead. So.
And Ferrothorn got body press.
Yep. And Ferrothorn got body press, so it doesn't care about Magnezone at all. Corviknight's still afraid of it. But it can, you know, sneak a body press as it switches in, or sneak a U-turn as it switches in. It might run speed to outrun it, depending on how the Magnezone, do. In lower tiers, Magneton is going to be useful to catch steel types. So just because the song's over for Magnezone doesn't mean trapping is dead.
Well, I just but that kind of think that we'll see Magnezone drop straight down to like, it'll probably be UU or something like that, or wherever more steel types that are not also part ground or not part ground or resist electric live.
Yeah, exactly. I would agree with that. And it might find use somewhere against exactly a specific steel type that we may get with this. So
it's
true.
Or they may decide to just give it a random fire move.
They may drop Celesteela in this, so who knows?
Oh god, they're not doing that.
You don't know. There are no rules anymore.
I miss my Celesteela. I liked
him. I do.
Why?
Too.
Why?
Leech Seed flying type. It was adorable.
I loved it. Leech Seed stall to victory.
I could name it Kaguya and think of anime. Anyway, another thing that looks fun is we might be getting the starters with their hidden abilities. I mentioned Grassy Terrain Rillaboom earlier, but the other two have terrifying abilities as well.
Yeah, Crideon.
Crideon, exactly.
And then Cinderace Sniper. Greninja Jr.
I hate the idea of that.
Cinderace is already good. Like, that's the crazy part. Cinderace has been OU since the beginning with just Blaze as an ability. So being able to U-turn for extra damage, Sucker Punch can now one-hit KO Dracapult, I believe, once he gets the typing to go with it.
I think that's right.
So a lot of things are not having a good time once that gets its abilities. And then it can avoid certain attacks by getting off the fire type, so it's gonna be scary.
Yeah. And it's like, it's got a crazy, stupid move pool, like High Jump Kick, Zen Headbutt. It's nuts.
Gunshot.
Yeah.
It'll be fun.
I like Inteleon the best of the three, though, even though Rillaboom's awesome. That's a grassy terrain setter that's good.
Yes.
Like, with U-Turn, like you said earlier. Like,
It's going to be great. I'm really excited for Rillaboom.
Yeah. Another good thing that we're getting that's probably going to be in every deck is we're getting Dedenne, which lets you discard your hand and draw six.
What?
The other thing, like with Chansey, though, a lot of special, like the meta, I would say, is pretty, other than Dracovish, it's pretty specially focused.
Mm-hmm.
We had Dragapult. It used to be Specs, now not so much. We've got Kyurem, which is still terrifying. We've got Hydreigon and things like that. I think Chansey, even though it's not going to be as good with knockoff being everywhere, Chansey or Blissey can put kind of a stop to that, or at least slow it down.
Mm-hmm.
I guess.
So I'm excited for that.
I'll be interested to see if like certain special attackers just carry a knockoff so they can deal with the Chansey that tries to come in on it.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, my name is Clefable.
Exactly. Clefable just throw out the
this
knockoff.
This is where Obstagoon comes back and becomes viable.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. So that's kind of our thoughts on the Pokemon for the moment. Zoroark exists, I guess, but ever since Team Preview happened, that thing's dead.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, yeah, we've got one piece of, like, theory stuff, though, that we want to run over real fast. Some moves were, quote-unquote, leaked.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Those of you who may not have noticed, Pokemon Home got a big update in the last couple of weeks, and in that, people did a little bit of data mining, and they found 21 new moves in that list, which, if you strip out three of them, is 18. Math. But... those three are important because one of those moves on this list was Jungle Healing, the previously confirmed signature move of Zarude.
Mm-hmm.
The other two sound very much like the hinted at moves for Urshifu. Wicked Blow, which might be that superpowered dark type attack that they talked about, and Surging Strikes, which sounds very much like a multi-attack water move. So if you strip those out, there are 18 moves left. For those in the math class with Seth Vilo here, that's how many types there are.
What?
Oh.
So it's most likely one for each type. And looking at the names of some of these moves, we'll make sure there's a list of them somewhere, but a lot of the names for these moves look really interesting.
Very flying press-like.
Either very flying press-like or very freeze-dry-like. That's what we're thinking. Some of them sound like they could be functionally two types. Some of them sound like they could have different super effective effectiveness rates. Like, there's one in here. Claude, what's the one that's poison?
The corrosive gas? Or probably corrosive gas?
Yeah. I mean, if that sounds to me like it hits steel type super
well. If you're going off of corrosion, which is Salazzle's ability.
Exactly. And there's another one on here, triple axle, which for all of our figure skating fans out there is a maneuver that you can do in figure skating. It's very fancy. It's probably triple kick, but ice type.
It's definitely a possibility. So, I mean, the other big one was flip turn. Yeah.
We got more information on that too, because it had the Japanese or the French name was like au revoir or something close to that, but it also like had a play on words for water.
Yeah.
So that makes it very much sound like it's like a water type U-turn based off that information. And we didn't necessarily need more U-turning in our meta. So that'll be horrifying.
Just based off the names, you have dual wing beat, which sounds like dual chop, but for flying types. Which, I mean, if they bring Aerodactyl back, it finally gets an adequate flying move.
Mm-hmm. Or Talonflame can have it.
Yeah, Talonflame might get it.
Yeah. Or there's another one that's probably our normal type one. That's Terrain Pulse, which sounds very much like Weather Ball, but just what the terrain is at the time instead.
Or Secret Power or all those other type moves.
Yeah, very similar. It's going to be special, it sounds like, just because Pulse, you know.
I'm curious what the base power for that would be.
Probably 80, if I had to guess. That's what Weather Ball is.
I thought Weather Ball was 100.
Look at me, thinking back to old gens. Yeah, you're right. It's 100 now.
I think it still would be 80. Same as the other pulses, but who knows?
Yeah. Yeah, we don't know. These names sound interesting. Expanding Force, Steel Roller, Scale Shot. We don't know if that one's Bug or Dragon.
Coaching.
Coaching.
The fun thing I heard about coaching is it sounds like Instruct, like where it's like, you're going to use this move first or whatever it is. Where it's almost the opposite of, I'm coaching you, you're going to use my move.
What if it's like a move that boosts the stats of the thing that you do? Like, especially if it's fashioned for doubles.
So Helping
Something
Hand?
Has coaching, except it boosts the stage. Like, Helping Hand just is 50% to that move. That's a stage. That's permanent.
It's like applying Simple to a Pokemon.
Or something like that. Like, just turn around, hey you have a Swords Dance boost now. Also, you're Dynamaxed, so have fun with that. That sounds like it could be terrifying.
Yeah.
And the whole gimmick with Kubfu and Urshifu is that you're teaching the Kubfu to do stuff. Like, that's from the story that we've gotten so far.
Mm-hmm.
You're just given Kubfu and you're like, okay, now it's your turn to train it. You get to pick if it's going to be water or dark type. It'll be fun. So if it can just turn around and do that to someone else, I was coached as a wee panda bear. Now it's your turn to be coached. Here's a sword stance for you.
It's so one of those weird things where it's like, I can totally picture them being like, well, besides having to like train it in one of these specific locations or something like that, it's like, oh, you have to use coaching on it with a water type or something absurd like that.
Yeah, or something. That could be a thing. Some of the ones that we were looking at that look like they sound dual type or have some kind of weird effect are like Grassy Glide. That sounds grass and flying, or it could be another U-turn move, but grass type.
We need that.
Exactly. Another one is Scorching Sands, which I don't know about you guys, but that sounds like Scald.
But ground type.
Claude pointed this out to me earlier. Imagine a Gastrodon with Scald and Scorching Sands.
Burning everything.
Or
everything
Seismitoad.
Is burned.
Let's keep Moyu.
Don't even mention his name.
I'm kind of excited about Misty Explosion. It'd be cool to have an explosion move that was of a different type, so
Fairy.
You can more reliably. Yeah, Fairy especially, because that hits a lot of things for solid damage.
Fairy Explosion.
Suicide yourself and set Misty Terrain.
I think the other fun one that I really liked, which one was it? I don't remember anymore. Never. Oh, sorry.
You were obviously thinking Poltergeist.
No, I was thinking Meteor Beam.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, when I think of Meteor, I think of Draco Meteor. Maybe this is going to be, like, that equivalent of the Rock.
Oh. Okay.
Special Rock needs help.
I didn't think of that.
Because we
have
so many physical Rock moves, and they already have Giga Impact. Oh, no, Giga Impact. Rock Wrecker, which is basically Hyper Beam.
Oh, my gosh.
So if there's going to be anything, I think it's going to be closer towards Draco Meteor, or at least that's what I'm hoping for.
Oh, that would be so cool.
So then Carpool now has a special move that's good for Rocks.
Forget that. Come fall, Diancie.
Yeah, Diancie with a...
If we get Megas back, like, what?
Or, oh gosh, what's his name? The Poison Ground one.
Mini-or? Oh, Nihilego. Yeah, that'd be nuts.
Yeah.
Oh, no. I hate this.
They needed help. I mean, Power Gem was not... What was it? Ancient Power and Power Gem? That was it?
Well,
60 and 75, respectively. But yeah, these sound fun. We've kind of given our initial thoughts. We have zero information on any of these moves, other than just pure guesses by name and translation into other languages, which is what some people have made Scale Shot, which I first thought was the dragon one. Maybe not the dragon one, because the way they translate Skitter Smack is much more draconic in other languages. So that might be the dragon one. These also are likely, we don't know, again, the tutor moves that they talked about that are coming to this game. There might be the regular tutor moves, but I mean, we've got TRs now. Yeah. What?
So that's the other thing that's going to be interesting is if they do more just tutor moves. Because we saw how Ultra Sun and Moon vastly changed the metagame, which is giving more things tutor moves. So if they do that same type of thing, who knows? Like, we could have another defog for everybody. Or think about taking a lot of these, like, some, maybe some of the new moves and giving them to the older Mons. Like, there's a lot that we don't know yet, and the next month is going to be hype.
Yeah. Just looking at these moves titles, I am so excited, and I hope you guys are as well. And we were gushing about this off-air, just looking at these, coming up with our ideas. It's been a good time.
I'm really looking forward to it. It should be a very exciting change to the meta.
Yes, a well-needed change to the meta.
Yep, and we're going to leave this meta in a good note and bring you a team of the episode that is full of Claude-level memes.
It's all right, so it's not my team.
It's not his team, but it's full of his memes.
I stole it.
Team meme team, yeah. But we will be right back with that.
And now for the flavor of the month.
And we're back with Claude's stolen team that he was so politely telling us before we left.
Hey, I don't come up with this. I just find it. I think it's fun. And I decide to share with the world.
What do you think we are? Experts or something?
Yes.
Yeesh. Go ahead and lead us off, Claude.
So,
what you got?
With Dracovish being around, we wanted to give you one last chance to use Dracovish. And the best way to use Dracovish is a choice band of Dracovish, and the best way to support that is with sticky webs. And who is the best sticky webber out there? Shuckle.
Rabomb.
Oh.
No, it's Shuckle,
yeah, I mean,
obviously.
Bull. I mean, Arachnid can also have been said, but yes, Shuckle.
Oh yeah, that can.
And so you have this fun, like, defensive Shuckle set. It's bold, not timid, with 248 HP, 252 defense, and then 8 special defense. Ability Sturdy, so it can't be one shot if it somehow ever could get one shot through double critting or something. But
or fish.
Can't anymore. So you have Stealth Rock, Sticky Web, Encore, and Infestation. And this Shuckle is holding a red card. And you may be thinking, well, this is a weird set. What's it going to do? So you normally lead with it, and if they don't have a Hadrian or a Magic Bounce user, you're pretty much fine. Because all you then do is set up your hazards. If they hit you at all, they get bounced out towards something else. If they bring in one of their own hazard setters, you now have Stealth Rock and Sticky Web up, and they're going to be forced to defog if they're going to do anything. And if you're in the face of another stealth rocker, you encore them. Something tries to set up on you, encore. And if you don't like what's there, you just infestate it. And it sits there, and then just slowly takes damage, and you get to watch it die while you set up your hazards. It's a fun little set. I've seen it beat Ferrothorns before, which is silly.
Oh, yeah, wow.
Because you just infestate, and then, yeah. And since you're not running the slowest speed, there are some scenarios where I think Ferrothorn can be slower. I don't know.
Possible. Probably not anymore, because Shuckle's base 5, yes. Ferrothorn's base 20.
But you're not running the slowest speed, but either way.
Exactly, yeah.
Anyways, you need to pair Shuckle with something that's super fun. And while this is a Dracovish team, you want to have another threat that's, you know, destroying all about you, being Zeraora. And not just any Zeraora. Calm Mind Zeraora. Because you get to run Timid, max special attack, max speed, and then 4 in special defense with leftovers, so you get a little bit of recovery, the ability Bolt Absorb, Timid Nature, zero IVs in attack, and then you're on Calm Mind, Grass Knot, Aura Sphere, and Thunderbolt. And this gives you coverage for every wall and everything that you don't like. Since one of Dracovish's biggest counters is Seismitoad, you have Grass Knot. And that just goes poof. And suddenly they have no more counters. Like, it's a
And Seismitoad loves switching into this thing in a general sense.
It is a great counter, and Calm Mind, like, you're already faster than most things, and once you set up a couple Calm Minds, you beat almost everything. Like, your issues are what? Drill? Nope, you have Aura Sphere. Like, Hippo can probably live one Grass Knot before a couple Calm Minds, but that's about it.
Yeah, before Calm Minds, yes. After Calm Minds, it starts to get a little dicey. Yeah.
I think you only need one, because I run a physical one, and the Grass Knot still does, like, 40% or something.
Yeah.
So a full special attack one with a Calm Mind probably one hit KOs or very close to.
So
has a chance.
Zeraora is a very threatening monster because this team is just fun, and especially under Sticky Web, even Scarfers can't touch you.
Zeraora is scary. This set scares me because what you can do is come in on Dracapult, which you normally can't handle because you don't really have this set doesn't have the moves to really take on a Dracapult, but the Dracapult doesn't know that right off the bat. It's going to flee.
Scare it out.
Most people think you're a mix with knockoff.
Exactly. They're going to flee. Exactly.
Even your item doesn't give it away because that's usually the item people run on Zeraora now.
Yeah.
This is a scary hyper offense set.
Yeah.
And like all hyper offense, you need to have something. Seth, what is it?
I was going to say Bishop.
Yeah!
You don't want your hazards that you just spent 1,000 years setting up gone just immediately. So you have Defiant, and you've got Bisharp with black glasses, obviously Defiant. 252 attack, 4 special defense, 252 speed, because those are the only stats that matter. Adamant Nature, because that's the only stat that matters. Sucker Punch, Swords Dance, Iron Head, and Knock Off, because it's a Bisharp, and that's what you run on it, because Pursuit is dead. So,
ta-da. In the chat
Bisharp
for
does a thing. No, it deserved it. So, speaking of reasons why it deserved it, we have Aegislash holding an air balloon. Ability is obvious. EVs are 252 attack, 4 special defense, 252 speed. Remember I said those are the only stats that matter? Applies here too. Adamant Nature with Swords Dance, Shadow Sneak, Close Combat, and Shadow Claw. You're just a hyper-offensive Aegislash. Come in. Do as much damage as possible. Avoid earthquakes with the air balloon from things like Excadrill that may not expect it, because it can't really touch you, in a sense. It pops your balloon with Iron Head, but it can't actually kill you.
No, and at that point, you're setting up a Sword Sands or close combating to the face. And
just close combat the thing, yeah. It's gone. You've got 140 attack.
Yeah, so this thing is a lot of fun. Because it's another just big threat. Like, your team is based around all these offensive threats that if they don't have answers for, you just win. Hyper offense is a game of how do I win the game, or which way do I win the game, determining that early and then making it a thing.
Yep. And it avoids hazard because balloons other than rocks, which is awesome. And you know what tier it isn't? UU, because this is real metagame, not the imaginary fake one.
Yes, Pete.
Bring us home, McGee.
So, next up, we have Togekiss, also running the leftover set, unsurprisingly. 252 special attack, 252 speed, 4 defense, a timid nature, just to get that little extra beast speed. This is a subset Togekiss because you get to come in on a lot of walls like Ferrothorn or especially Toxapex, go behind your substitute, set up your nasty plots, and because everything is slow due to sticky webs, you can pretty much air slash most things to oblivion, get a bunch of flinches, make him really angry, and win the game. Or if you're feeling like you just want to really smack things around, here's our swan song to good old Dracovish with the Choice Band. 252 attack, 252 speed, Vicious Rend, because that's all that really matters. Outrage, yep. Crunch, and Psychic Fangs, because I guess you should have some coverage. But Dracovish does what Dracovish does best, which is smack everything around. And if they haven't been able to remove the sticky web, they don't have a lot that's going to outspeed the Dracovish. So you're hitting them with your full might and smacking them around to victory. But please don't forget, this episode comes up on what, the 28th?
Correct.
So you have 1 to 3 days.
You have 48 hours.
To make the most out of this Dracovish. Do all you can, smack them all around.
Another option for this too could be running Dracovish as a scarfer if you want to, because even with the adamant nature, after sticky webs, it outruns Zeraora and Dragapult, which normally outruns.
Yeah, but then you lose damage, and this is
you
Dracovish.
Do lose damage, but only want it's damage. Something. It is something,
yes,
though.
It is something. Yes.
It's an option. Because this is kind of, just kind of looking at it, if you don't play really well, this is ironically weak to opposing Zeraora. Especially if yours is weakened, so you got to watch for that. Yeah. Otherwise, Togekiss, Dracovish, they just cleave your way through the opponent's team, and you'll have a good time. So yeah. That's been our swan song. I'm looking forward to a month from now when all this nonsense.
Pure chaos. Well, I love the chaos.
What is it, next month, it's possible. It may not be out yet, but we'll know what everything is. So it's going to be more theory.
Maybe.
Something around the 19th would be a good date to expect it to drop, I think.
I think we're getting it 30th of June.
Based off the timeline they're setting with their mystery gift events, that I'm going with the 19th.
I'm sorry, I screwed up. The date should be the 26th of June is my guess. That's the Friday.
Yeah.
They like to drop things on Fridays, and it's usually the last Friday of the month. Or second to last, so.
Yeah, I don't know. There's no rules anymore.
No, you're right. There are no rules. This is anarchy. This is chaos.
Tomorrow. It's coming out tomorrow.
This is why this team is sponsored by Seth Avilo, the stall player.
Yeah, I know. It's kind of making me die a little bit inside just to see this. But that's okay. Dracovish is almost gone, and I can actually run stall again. So get ready, folks. It'll be great. But anyway, this has been Battlecast for the last one, we think, before Isle of Armor drops and we get 100-plus new Pokemon and 21 new moves, maybe.
Was it confirmed 100-plus new Pokemon?
Yep. They said 100 in each one, at least.
Ooh.
Or more. And I mean, there's like 50 Legends in the fall ones, so that'll probably be closer to 150 or two.
So. Sounds like Nat Dexo U is going to be a thing.
Other than the stupid Z-Crystals and Megas, but, you know, yes. But anyway, we hope to see you guys next month as we try, you know, 4 days after it comes out or whatever, to piece together a metagame and figure out what's going on. And it's going to be a great old time. We'll see you at the end of June. Till then, and probably a long time after, I've been Seth Vilo.
Oh,
Claude first. Claude's got seniority. Go, Claude.
Oh, well, I'm Claude 9.
I'm P. McGee.
And this makes for great radio. We'll see you next month.
You should just start the entire Battlecast off with that.
It's closing time in Lavender Town. Time to say our goodbye. I'm friends. I'll catch you on the flip
flop. Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.